Perek Gimel of Brachas Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing with people that are potter from Kriya Shema and possibly other mitzvahs. Baal Keri. Baal Keri is a man that had a discharge, seminal discharge. So Ezra was metakin that such a person should not learn Torah and not say brachas until he goes to the mikveh. Now this does not apply because the takana was not accepted in Klal Yisrael. But in the time that did exist, so there's a discussion, what was the extent of this enactment of Ezra? So the Tanakhama says, Valkeri Mahara Belibo Ve'en Mavarach Lo Faneh V'lo Acharen. He says a double chumrah. Number one is, he says that even when he's saying Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah deraita, he just thinks the Kriya Shema. He doesn't actually say the words. And the brachas he doesn't even say, because the brachas are the rabban. Now, according to Tanakhama, that which is the right, you should just think, and that which is the rabban, don't do at all. While a mazon in the same vein, birch the mazon, which is the right, mevarch l'acharea, which the Yishtayim say that also over here, he just thinks the birch of the mazon, just like Kriya Shema. Then mevarach l'fanav, he would not make a bracha before eating food, because bracha before eating food is only the rabbanim. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. The chiddush in the Tanakhama, he seems to say that there is a certain maila in thinking. Till now we saw the idea of somebody who speaks quietly and he doesn't hear what he's speaking. Here he's not even speaking; he's just thinking. And there's room to say that just thinking is equivalent to not saying the bracha at all. It happens to be that the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk Halacha. That hero lav kedibur. If you just think of bracha, you are not yoytze. It's a discussion that there's yishayim. Halacha lemaisa, you're not yoytze. So one has to be careful when he says a bracha or a tefillah. He doesn't just think it; he actually says it. He could say it quietly, but he should say. But he has to pronounce the words. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama in 2 points. He says mevorach lifnei maserei. He says first of all, you make a bracha, even though the bracha before and after Kriya Shema is the rabbanon, but since it's was established to be said together with Kriya Shema, we say it like Kriya Shema. And number two, he says that the Kriya Shema and his brothers, this Balkei could actually pronounce and say out. He doesn't just have to think there. End of Mishnah.